Welcome to today's deep dive. Picture a graveyard of half-built bridges, you know? You start building one with all the enthusiasm in the world, get halfway across the river, and then you just stop.
Right, yeah. We all have those abandoned projects lying around.
Exactly. I mean, today we are walking right back into that graveyard to figure out why. I'm your host, stepping out of my PhD psychology classroom, and I'm here with our resident neuroscientist.
Hey, everyone. So our mission today is to prep you for week 6, day 5 of your workbook. The focus is apply the formula to something real in your life.
Yeah, because this entire week hinges on a simple, but honestly really heavy law. And that law is what you do matters.
It really does. Nothing affects your life more than what you do or what you choose not to do.
Right. And as a professor, I see this constant cycle of starts and stops with my students. So your core task today is taking a past, unfinished goal and putting it under the microscope.
And look, from a neuroscience perspective, this isn't just an exercise in nostalgia.
What do you mean?
Well, when we actually analyze our abandoned goals, instead of just, you know, ignoring them out of shame, we physically rewire the brain's neural pathways.
Wow, really? So we're essentially training our minds to handle future obstacles instead of just retreating.
Exactly. You're confronting it head on.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because to understand exactly why we abandon these goals, we first have to identify our specific triggers.
Right, the pain points.
Yeah. So question one for today asks, what exact pain points interrupt your actions? For example, I had this brilliant student who just completely abandoned her dissertation.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, she claimed the barrier was purely economics, you know, like she just had to go make money right then.
Sure. That sounds logical on the surface.
Right. But the real psychological pain point was actually a paralyzing fear of failure.
Yeah, that is incredibly common.
It is. So I have to ask, if the prefrontal cortex is our brain's GPS, why does a little adversity make us completely let go of the steering wheel?
Well, because stress, or even extreme boredom, triggers the amygdala. That's our brain's threat detection center.
And it just takes over.
Yeah, it essentially hijacks the prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
So when your cognitive navigation goes offline, your brain just defaults to the path of least resistance to escape the discomfort.
Which usually means abandoning the project altogether.
Exactly.
So if our brain's GPS is offline and we've basically parked the car, how do we decide whether to turn the engine back on or just walk away?
Well, that comes down to categorization. Question two asks you to drop your abandoned goal into one of four buckets.
Right. So option A is worth going back to. Option B is worth it then, but life shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And C is never a good fit, while D is never really started.
Right. I mean, I'll go first here. An abandoned lab project from a few years ago that definitely fits option B.
Wait, an abandoned lab project?
Yeah, it was a highly relevant neuroscience study at the time, but my research focus at my life really shifted. It's just no longer worth revisiting.
Okay. But look, it's really easy to say my life shifted and just let yourself off the hook.
Fair.
So I'm putting you on the hot seat. Based on the variable for option B, since it's no longer a fit, what is one actual new goal to replace it? And what are three actions for the next 2 weeks?
Okay. You're really pushing me. My new goal is finalizing the grant proposal for our current neuroplasticity study.
Nice. And the three actions.
Well, first, I'm going to force myself to outline the methodology by this weekend. It's tedious, but I'll do it.
Good.
Second, I'll send it to my co-investigator by Wednesday to lock in some accountability. And third, I suppose I'll draft the budget by Friday.
That works perfectly.
Thanks. But let's flip this around. Which option fits an abandoned goal of yours?
Oh, man. Definitely option D. I have a mainstream psychology book that I just kind of poked at. I never really started it.
Well, this raises an important question based on the variable for D. How are you going to actually restart it? Or what is the new goal instead?
I definitely need to restart it. So for my three actions, first, I'll carve out 1 hour every morning just for outlining before I even check my email.
That's a great habit. What else?
Second, I'll commit to writing one rough, probably terrible chapter draft. And third, I'll send that draft to my agent so I literally can't back out.
Excellent. And for the person listening right now, you likely have an option D sitting on your desk too.
Oh, absolutely.
The trick isn't feeling bad about it. It's defining the exact next step, like we just did. What's fascinating here is how this categorizing works neurologically.
Wait, how does just categorizing it change things in the brain?
By treating your failure like a multiple choice sorting task, you literally force blood flow back into the logical prefrontal cortex.
Oh, wow. So it bypasses the emotion?
Exactly. It turns off the emotional alarm bells and bypasses the guilt center entirely.
That is so cool. So What does this all mean for you listening? It means you have some real logical work to do today.
You definitely do.
And as you go through your day, please don't forget your daily stack review 3 times today. Those 3 code rewrites, your 3 distill points, and the 2 quotes keeping you grounded.
Right. And absolutely do not forget to ask your bedtime question tonight. It's crucial for priming your subconscious before you sleep.
Spot on. Now, tomorrow is day 6, which brings us to the self-audit. The week is almost over, making it the perfect time to reflect on your growth so far.
And as you look back at that graveyard of half-built bridges today, just remember one thing.
What's that?
Sometimes the most powerful action you can take is consciously choosing not to finish a goal that no longer serves you.